Test. Can everybody hear me? Okay, I'm seeing Stu. I see a thumbs up from Stu. Raul, great. Jason, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Great, okay. And let's see. Angie, is that you? He's pictured the font on this is so tiny. Okay, so I see Jason, Angie, Anthony, Deanna, Kim, Jeremiah, Scott. Scott, you better not be on a beach. Joe. Okay, and I have no. Okay, Joel, if I turn up my volume on here, is it going to mess you up for the recording?
No, you're fine.
Or will it come through? Or if I turn my...
It'll still come
through.
Yeah.
It'll come through so that I can hear it? That's the thing, I just can't hear anybody.
Yeah.
Joel, do you have an agenda for the public session, please? So tell me when you are ready.
I'm ready.
Before you get started, Nancy?
Yes.
You've got two of my colleagues that are going to be appearing, so hopefully you know how to get me out. I have to probably not be in for that.
Okay, so Joel's going to help me with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think they're the first up, 8:45.
At 8:45, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we first do the public, and then we go into executive, and so I'm assuming that they're up on the executive session first.
Yeah,
up?
I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware, remembered.
Okay. All right, so we're recording. Okay, good morning, everyone. This is December 17th at 8:35. I want to call to order the public session of the Oregon Board of Accountancy Board meeting. Everyone, this is a Zoom meeting, and it is, and Joel, we are recording this, right? Okay, so just making sure that we've got this. Hopefully everyone, I'm seeing the faces that I'm expecting to see today, so that's good. All right, so I want to call to order. And so this meeting is via Zoom video. Please be sure to mute your mic through the Zoom or mute your phone if participating by phone. When you want to speak, please unmute. Please do not use the chat room for any discussions. Should any technical issues arise, we will pause the meeting until it is resolved. So now I would like to go ahead and take a roll call. So please identify yourself if you're participating by phone. But I'm going to call out your name, and if you could just indicate that yes, you are here so that we can get it on the recording. Jason Robinson?
Yes, I'm here.
Great, thank you, Jason. Raul Valdivia?
Yes, here.
Scott Wright?
Here.
Joe Sullivan?
Yes, here. Attending by Zoom.
Great. Stu Morris?
Here.
Deanna Franco?
Yes, here.
Kimberly Fast?
Here.
Julie Nadeau?
Here.
Joel Parks?
Here.
Anthony Trong?
Here.
Jeremiah Leppard?
Not here.
Angie Hunt?
Here.
Great. And I want to take the time, if there's any guests on the line, would you please identify yourself and your association?
If you are trying to respond, you're muted.
Jacob Talbos. We have a meeting a little bit later. I'm just going to be staying on the line until any questions that are asked of me. So I'll be working on one side and listening on the other.
Great. Thank you. Is that everyone who has joined us? It looks like I'm just scrolling through the bar here, and I believe that that's everyone. Joel, do you see anybody else, anybody that I've missed?
No, I don't know.
Okay. So within the public session, are there any changes to the agenda? Okay, so I'm hearing none. So, Angie, do we need a formal approval for the agenda?
Yes, we need to call for a motion.
Okay. Okay, so is there a motion? Can I have a motion to accept the agenda?
Approve the agenda as presented. I'll second it.
Great. Any other discussion? Okay. Kimberly?
Sorry, one more thing. You guys can decide whether or not you want to add this to the agenda, the public agenda this morning, but last night at 8:30, Mr. Redaway sent another letter requesting the reduction of the fees that he owes. I can certainly send that to you by email, or we can make that to the next meeting.
I have no issues with it being added. Is there any other comments on it being added or not added at this time?
I'll amend my motion to approve the agenda as presented with the addition of correspondence. I'll add my second to it.
Great. Okay, hearing no further discussion, all in favor state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, those opposed? Any abstentions? All right, motion passes. Okay, new business. Kimberly, do you want to lead this discussion, or do you want me to?
All right, I was concentrating on something else. Did you ask me if I wanted? Okay.
Yeah, so the election of the leadership?
Yes. So these are my recommendations. You can change them however you would like. I would recommend that Nancy Young Oliver stay chair for the 2021 year. I'm requesting Joe to be vice chair for 2021. That's only in Nancy's absence, so it's not. And then I was hoping that Jason Robinson would serve as treasurer for 2021.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly. Are there any other nominations or further discussion on the positions for chair, vice chair, and treasurer? Okay, I'm not seeing anybody's hand up there. So. Is there a motion on the table?
I make a motion to elect the officers on the slate as presented to us by the executive director.
Second that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I guess I did guess Joe and Jason accepted the nomination.
Well, we were going to skip that part. So I guess, all right, we'll ask him. Joe, are you willing to continue in vice chair?
Yeah, happy to. Thanks for asking, Scott.
Jason, are you willing to take on the role of treasurer?
Yes, happy to.
Okay, great. And I'm happy to continue as chair. So, all right, thank you for that. Okay, any other further comments or discussion on this? Okay, call for a vote. All in favor state aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Okay, 2020 board and committee attendance. Kimberly?
I wasn't waiting for that one either. Just a second. Julie, do you want to go over that? Well, do you know that? Hang on just a second. Let me get there.
So Joel's looking that up. Do you need a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we just, we'll come back to that one. Joel needs to look up a few things. So let's move on to item C, which is the committee interest list for 2021. So we've got the first one is the BOAC committee.
So this is a term or request. Recommendations from my end again, so sorry. I would like to know if Roland would like to be the BOAC liaison. And basically what that means is you attend the BOAC meetings and you're an observer, and then when we come to the next board meeting, you kind of, like Scott will say today, give a summary of how the meeting went and then explain cases. Summary how the program discuss matters.
All right, yeah, sure thing.
Wonderful, thank you. For the QC, I would like to have Jason continue on that committee if he's willing.
Anyone know anything? I'm willing. I'm willing.
For ROC, we generally only meet one or two times a year. I don't know that a liaison is necessary, but so I'm not feeling that at this point, but if somebody wants to join that ROC as a liaison, you're more than welcome.
Okay. Kimberly, are these things that we need to vote on, or is it just an assignment?
I don't think you need to vote on it.
Okay, great.
I think
Okay, great. Okay. The next one on our list is the 2021 board and committee meeting calendar. Joel, do you have a hard copy of that for me that I can see?
So if you could just review that and let us know if you have any conflicts.
Yeah, he's going to give that to me here in just a second.
Nancy, while we're waiting, can we go back? The committee interest lists are actually the lists for potential BOAC QC and PROC members for 2021 that we pull off of. So you have lists in your pocket, and generally this time of year you approve those lists.
Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to grab those from Joel so that Joel, are you able to do a screen share?
So I think I'll
okay, he'll be right back. He's going to go grab those for me. And then did you have the calendar? Okay, so we've got the board meeting schedule, okay. And then you've got the list of for BOAC members, QC members, and PROC members.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. So Joel's getting the list for the committee interest list. So let's go ahead and move on to the Board of Accountancy meeting schedule. So for the board meetings and work sessions, we're looking at Thursday, February 11th. Thursday, June 3rd, Thursday and Friday, September 16th and 17th, and then Thursday, December 16th. So So is there any further discussion on the board meeting schedule? I know that we used to meet on Fridays, and then I think we changed to a Thursday, and I think that that was instigated by myself due to a conflict. So is everyone still good with Thursdays? Or so I'm seeing a few nods.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Good. Joe, is Thursday still good for you? Joe Sullivan, are Thursdays good for you?
Yeah, Thursdays are fine. I think my only, you know, concern for the tax folks is the 2 day right after the big September 15th deadline, but I think at least it's after the 15th.
No rest, right?
No rest,
the 15th is done.
Yes, but, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. Deanna, are Thursdays good for you? Okay, I've got a thumbs up there. Stu?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Let's see. I think I saw a head nod from Raul. Thumbs up from Raul. Okay. Did I miss anybody, Scott?
Well, I'm a bit of a lame duck person anyway. This might be my last board meeting. I might be in February board meeting. I'm pretty sure I won't be in the June, September, or December meeting yet as a board member. So,
okay.
Tentatively fine.
Great. Okay. Okay. So I think that we're good with that. That doesn't appear to be a voting element, but just touching base and making sure that everyone is good with our 2021 meeting calendar. Joel has provided me the list of on the 2020 board committee attendance. And so on this, Kimberly, correct me if I'm wrong, but our expectation is that as a committee member or board member that you are present at all of the meetings as scheduled. Any absence would be a rare occurrence. And what we're looking for is in reviewing of this list, is there anybody that we need to have drop off because of their poor attendance, if there is poor attendance? And then is there anybody who has expressed interest in being on any of these committees that we want to approve today? So Kimberly, can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
So are you looking at an Excel spreadsheet with all the interested people for committees?
I'm looking at the first list that has the names of the members. So I've got all the board members, and I'll pick on that one because all of our attendance has been spot on for the entire year. So I would say that we have no issues with attendance on the board. And then I know that any new board membership is sitting on the governor's desk for approval, and that meeting has been moved to May-June timeframe-ish, maybe?
Maybe February.
Maybe February. Okay, that's even better. Okay.
The Excel spreadsheets that have names, those are for you to approve their names and when we have an opening for any committee that these people are interested in, they can just pull from this list. So basically, if there's someone on this list that you don't think can serve on the committee, that's what we need to know. And you can send that to me privately by email rather than...
Yeah, I think we'd want to be careful about calling out names of approval or disapproval at this point. And Joel is getting that list to me straight away. So, okay, so if the board members would please look at those lists as provided by the board, review those lists for any concerns about any of the individuals being serving on any of our committees, be it the BOAC, the Qualifications Committee, or the PROC, then please send a communication directly to Kimberly.
Thank you.
Okay. And then...
I would make a comment. I would say that I see some
list, so I'm assuming the staff will be looking at those names as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for the committee interest list, then we all have an action item to do. And so, Kimberly, when do you need us to have reviewed that list and get back to you via email if we have any concerns?
Well, the next OLAP meeting is the first meeting after this meeting will be January 4th. So if there's concerns and you can get them to me as soon as possible, I don't know that we could on those and we know. Okay, we can do that.
So just wanted to make sure we have the right time frame in there. Kim, I'd like to revisit though the item 3B, the 2020 board and committee attendance. So that's a separate handout, and that was the one that I was just showing. This shows the current committee attendance at the meetings, and looking at this list, I just noticed that there's just a couple people who didn't have good attendance. So are those individuals rolling off of those committees?
Can I speak to one of them that I know in particular? So with the qualifications committee, I do know that Nicholas had some personal things going on throughout this year. However, he always did his review, his independent review, and provided thorough notes to staff so that that could be presented at the meeting. So while he wasn't there in attendance, he did do all of the work in preparation and prepared the committee for that.
Okay. And Julia, can you also provide clarification on this list? So next to a particular name, there might be present, absent, and then a darker gray bar. Does the darker gray bar mean they've rolled off?
Yes, that they were not appointed to the committee at that time.
Okay, great. Thank you. So does the board staff feel that there's any concerns with any of the attendance on any of the committees currently that we need to address? Okay, then we'll move on. Go ahead.
One question. So, as I mentioned, there's a bit of an uncertainty as to how long my term on the board will continue. The upcoming MOAC meeting on January 4th, is it intended that I would be the liaison at this point, or will Raul take it at this point?
Raul would go ahead and take it.
Very good.
Yep. Okay. All right, the next item is item 3E, the NASBA award recipients. This is information only. Kim, did you want to share anything on this? On item 3E, the NASBA award recipients, it's an informational item.
I didn't have that question on the agenda. I believe. So basically, I just want to let you know that Ray Johnson was recognized by NASBA for the prestigious award for the 30 leaders in accounting, and Mr. Ray Johnson was one of those. So that's just like an FYI for you guys.
Nice. I know that Ray has been very active in the industry, and so that's good to see that he has been recognized. Okay, item F, 2020 Q3 exam candidate statistics. This is also informational. Is there anything that you need to call our attention to?
That's information.
Okay, great. All right, let's move on. The next item is public comment. I'm not sure if we have any public members who want to make a comment at this time. I'm just going to look at the attendee list to see anybody raising their hand wanting to make comment. I want to make sure that we've heard anyone who wants to make a comment. Okay, it does not look like anyone has raised their hand, so we'll go ahead and move on. Okay.
Nancy, one question. On the dates for the upcoming board meeting, do you want to vote on that today, or do you want to give people a chance to go ahead first?
No, we can go ahead and vote on that today.
Okay, so we should vote to approve that those are the dates.
Great. Okay, do I have a motion for the board dates for 2021?
I make a motion to accept the calendar as presented.
I'll second it.
Any further comment? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of accepting the board meetings as presented, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? All right, motion has carried. Okay, next item on the list is item 5, which is the Complaints Committee. This is informational. Scott, anything that we need to be aware of?
There's probably a couple of pieces that we as a board need to think about as far as regulating committees and whatnot. But as far as the public session, no. There's more we'll talk about in the executive session than the public session, no.
Right. Okay. Okay, so that brings us to the executive session. So what I'd like to do now is call the public session to an end so that we can enter into executive session under the authority of ORS 192.660(2)(F)(H) for consideration of records exempt from disclosure and counsel advice. So we're going to...
I'll move guests to the waiting room now.
Great. Thank you, Julie.